The dog in the White House. I've been living here 6 years already, if you call it living. Talk about being cooped up. It's a real weird scene in here. Let me tell you, you can't lift a leg without somebody giving you the boot. You can't go sniffing around here either, in case you're hoping to dig up some buried bones. No, sir. Buried bones is something my boss don't want dug up. And when they play the national anthem, I'm not supposed to howl. No, sirree, I can't start barking in the Rose Garden either. There ain't no fresh air out there. My boss give a lot of speeches out there to the press corps and other assorted bootlickers. And I'm telling you, it's no place for a self-respecting citizen like me. I got me dog tags, just like the soldiers wear, so they can tell who's who whenever they get shipped home in the box. And my boss hung some kind of holy cross on me, around my neck, to ward off fleas, I guess. But it don't work. I'm telling you, it's a dog's life around here. My boss don't tolerate no uppity dogs. So I try to conform and even lick his shoe now and then, just like everybody else around here. Monkey see, monkey do. And I do have some status around here. I'm officially a guard dog. Always on the alert to sniff out some terrorist in the woodpile. I know a terrorist when I smell one. You better believe me, because I smell a lot of them in here. Let me tell you, baby. I gotta tell you, baby. I gotta come clean with the American people. Even when I'm licking his boot, my boss totally terrifies me.